From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. For the last 40 years, Child Abuse Prevention Month has been observed during April here in the United States. And as today kicks off this month of awareness, we are bringing in Roger Sherman, the executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, and Kim Hemmert, the grants manager for the Trust Fund, to talk more about this. I want to welcome both of you back to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Great to have this opportunity.
Yeah, it's great to be here with you.
So, Roger, let me start with you. For folks who aren't familiar, can you talk to us about the Idaho Children's Trust Fund and what you do and who you are?
So the Idaho Children's Trust Fund was formed in 1985 by the legislature. Along with states around the country, the Children's Trust Funds are focused on strengthening families to prevent child abuse and neglect before it occurs, to really be working upstream.
So, Kim, to give folks a better picture of child abuse and neglect here in Idaho, do we have a number or a percentage when we look at how many children in our state suffer from this?
That's a great question, Gemma. And we actually focus more on how to prevent it from ever occurring than the intervention and aftermath of the effects of abuse. We know that abuse happens, and we know that there's a lot that we can do to prevent it upstream in a way that strengthens families and strengthens communities so that children and families can thrive.
So can you talk a little bit more about that then, Kim, like this idea of let's prevent this before it ever happens and what, you know, you've been doing at the Idaho Children's Trust Fund for so many years?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of new science that's coming out around positive childhood experiences. We have learned a lot about ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, for many years. And the science that's coming out shows that the more positive experiences that children are having, the better able they are to have positive mental health outcomes as adults. And so if we weave in and instill those positive childhood experiences, even in the face of adversity, even in the midst of those ACEs, if those positive experiences those kids can experience, then they have better long-term health outcomes as adults. And they're based on the building blocks of hope, healthy outcomes from positive experiences, which are, there's four building blocks: relationships, safe environments, social and civic engagement, and emotional growth. So touching on and building those building blocks of hope really have the best health outcomes for adults in the long run.
So Roger, can we talk a little bit more about this in depth and what research is showing? But I want to back up for a minute because Kim mentioned ACEs, and you both have been on our program before. We have talked about this, adverse childhood experiences. So Roger, for maybe folks who aren't quite familiar with this terminology, can you talk a little bit about that and explain it? And not just that, but how we have found that over the years, this, you know, ACEs doesn't just impact one child or one family. It can really impact, you know, our entire state, frankly.
Well, our entire state, our entire country, our entire world, frankly. Adverse childhood experiences was based on a study that was done in the late 90s with people from Kaiser Permanente around San Diego, but it's been replicated dozens and dozens of times, including in Idaho. It focuses on 10 adversities that are generally in the area of abuse, neglect, and then family challenges, things like divorce, drug addiction, living with somebody who's mentally ill, all of those kinds of things. And you know, the very surprising thing about it, I think, when the study was done, was that it was the impact that ACEs have on long-term health and long-term both physical and mental health. And, you know, as Kim was saying, the opposite or the converse is also true, which is that we've learned more and more that certain protective factors or positive childhood experiences, you know, change the trajectory of those experiences to something that doesn't have to be traumatic or to have those long-term effects, but can really change our ability to deal with those adversities in a positive way and can heal from them. And also we can learn how to prevent them in the first place, which is really, again, the thing that we want to happen. It's better if no child ever has to deal with any of those things, if no adult has ever had to deal with those any of those kinds of things that are in those ACEs. We say it, we're the state affiliate of Prevent Child Abuse America. And one of the things we always say there is childhood lasts a lifetime. And I love that saying because childhood lasts a lifetime really means that everything we do, positive or negative, as kids are growing up, is going to determine what kind of future they're going to have. And, you know, we have control over that. We, you know, that's part of what Child Abuse Prevention Month is really about, is getting us to think about what we can be doing, and getting us to do some things that, you know, make a difference in kids' lives so that abuse and neglect don't occur.
So, Kim, I only have about 3 minutes left with you, and I really want to dig in more to this building blocks of hope, as you mentioned, and these positive experiences, even as you said, in the midst of maybe these adverse childhood experiences. I find this fascinating because I mean, there are so many people that experience some type of ACEs in their childhood. Yet then you're like, well, how come they turned out the way they did, right? Versus someone else who has had just such struggle. And is that what research is showing, though? Are these positive, you know, impacts even in the midst of maybe sometimes really struggling through childhood?
That is absolutely what the research is showing, is that even in the midst of stress, in the midst of adversity, if we have these building blocks of hope in place, then we are better buffered from the negative effects of and long-term negative outcomes of the adversity. So when we have those safe, stable, nurturing environments, when we have those supportive relationships, then we're better able to cope with those stress and those traumas, and that they don't have to become lasting traumatic with negative outcomes. So yes, that is exactly it. We want more positive childhood experiences with these building blocks of hope, because they buffer the effects of the adversity that we experience. It's normal and very common for people to have adverse childhood experiences. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't change our ability to build resilience and to be able to be strong, instead of looking at somebody of, you know, what's wrong with this person? And why is it that some people do better than others? It's looking at what's right and what's positive and what is strong with them and what has happened to them. What is their environmental situation and structure that has contributed to those experiences? And what's going well that we can strengthen and build more of?
Well, I want to thank you both so very much for coming in today. And we should let our audience know that you will be back in over the month, so we can really talk more about childhood abuse prevention and these building blocks of hope and everything else that can impact not just our children here in Idaho, but our society as a whole. So I thank you both so very much for taking time today on this first day of National Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month to come in and chat with us.
Thanks, Gemma.
We just wanted to let you know also on our website has a calendar of events statewide of activities that are happening for Child Abuse Prevention Month on the Idaho Children's Trust Fund.
And we will put a link to our website as well. We've been talking with Roger Sherman, the executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, and Kim Hemmert, the grants manager for the Trust Fund, talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month, which begins today. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.